If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Paul Pacholos, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 666. No applause?
Applause?
No,
applause?
Nothing. Nobody
applause?
Cares?
Applause?
Where's the, oh wait, hold on.
Anybody have applause in here? We clapping?
No.
Hello?
Even,
there we go.
This doesn't even work. I hit the button. Nothing's happening. It's crazy. Let me see. Oh, no pictures. No pictures.
No pictures, please.
This is episode number 666. Weird week here at The Rock.
Of course he did.
What? So we had the unfortunate passing of Ozzy Osbourne. Yesterday we had the unfortunate passing of the Hulkster.
What the hell's happening?
Hulkster, Hulk Hogan.
He's gone.
The Hulkster still loves Terry Bollea's dead.
Oh, you got me, brother.
Yeah, look out. Terry Bollea is a 5-inch penis. The Hulkster is a 12-inch. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ozzy, that was a big deal. Even Chuck Mangione passed away.
Right.
The guy who wrote that he was kind of like the godfather of smooth jazz.
Yeah.
To some degree. Anyway, so today, if you did not hear, we ran back an old interview we did with Ozzy back in 2007. And if you didn't hear that on the program, it's worth a listen. We don't remember the interview, don't remember doing it.
Had to dump it a couple times.
Yeah, 20 years ago, obviously, as people noticed, my voice has changed a lot. Over those 20 years. But yeah. So from 2007, here is our interview with the late Ozzy Osbourne.
Smiles and Thrill, the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW. Ozzy Osbourne in studio. Prince of Darkness arrives in Seattle on a bus.
Yeah, I mean, it's good fun, you know, because, I mean... I don't drink or get messed up anymore, so when I fly, I've got all this time to kill, you know. I can lie on my bed in the bus.
Right.
And just watch TV for 90,000 hours.
Well, you're giving yourself a little bit of time in between shows on this tour.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that.
So you have a little time to rest.
Me doing like 3 or 4 on the run. It's not good.
You've been out for what seems like 10 years now on the road. You know, Ozfest, continually going strong.
Ozfest's been going, I think, I might be wrong, 13 or 14 years.
Which is insane.
I keep saying to my wife, I'm like, darling, how long do you think it's going to go on for? And she looks at me like a pathetic little puppy dog and goes, darling, we'll know.
Yeah. But I guess it's got to be nice to be out with the new album. And now the focus is kind of like, I know you went through the thing with the Osbournes and everything else, but now it's kind of back to the music, and the music is successful.
It's like that, I never really took that thing out of the Osbournes on, you know. I mean, I just did what they asked me to do and accept the cameras. At first, it was a bit of fun, you know, but then after it became mega, it became like any other job, you know. I mean... They would wait for me. Every day, I'll get up and do it. I'll make me a coffee. I'll make a protein drink. And they were waiting. They're there every day with a camera, waiting for you to drop something or scold.
Right, or do something stupid, and then they put that
and
on.
And so, I mean, the whole thing I think about the Osbournes is the fact that it was edited brilliantly. I've never watched more than two episodes because I just don't like to see me on, myself on TV.
Now, are you selling that house or all the contents of the house? It is gone. Now, is
the
that
contents of a few houses that I've bought over the years.
Now, I know
you have an auction coming up, right?
Yeah. Now, most of your stuff, you guys are auctioning off, and it's all for Sharon's colon cancer program.
No, it's all for that. Some of it goes to
some
the
of it goes to that, and some Cedars Sinai Medical Center as well. I'm looking at the list of stuff. Did you approve half this stuff getting sold?
No.
Okay, you did not. I did. The only thing that I noticed that looks like, I can see you're not going to ride four-wheelers anymore, and I think we know why.
The red ones, the one I had the accident on.
And how many broken bones, collarbone?
Okay, come here.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what the hell is that?
I think it's the hinge off the door.
Ew, man.
That's nuts. It's like your collarbone isn't connected anymore.
No, it's all messed up. I mean, I did a good job. 3 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did a lot
of
damage.
I've fell off buildings. I've fallen downstairs. I've done everything. But I've always said, when I go, it'll be like, how's the other one that I died today? A bird crapped on his head and
It was payback.
It's a dove.
That's right. A dove ends it. Now,
there was one thing I've got to say. Sharon goes to me. A few years ago, she had a pool table, hand-carved and that for me. And I go, I hope you're not selling my pool table. She says, well, you don't play it anymore. I says, no, because you keep putting it in storage because you want more furniture in the house. I'm on the road a lot, but I'd like to keep my pool table for later on. She said, well, okay. I'll pick up the catalogue. Second page, pool table.
No, I see this right here. It's a beautiful pool table. I can't believe it is right here, Steve. Look at that.
That is a sweet pool table, man.
I said to Sharon, I said, why did you do that without telling me? She goes, well, I'm having a good day. Jax just got on me for me selling some of his stuff. I said, Sharon, how would you like it if me and Jax sold your 80 pairs of your 2,000 pairs of shoes?
Sure. Well, this is the one. This was the only thing that's disturbing to me is you have a den at your home in California.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your man room, I guess. You've got a bunch of collectibles and stuff like that. But it really looks like your wife is getting rid of your man room.
That's exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It looks like
she's.
I mean, she's cleaning out the house,
like,
man.
This is like all the stuff that you've collected, I guess, like antique guns and stuff like that. And I think that's all gone. Just to let you know, hopefully you won't get pissed off about that.
I think she's selling half your house.
Miles is starting to fight.
He's about to get pissed now.
Can we call her?
Wait, which house is that?
That's the house in Malibu.
Oh, yeah, Malibu. Yeah, that's right. I never used to go down there. So
well, how many homes do you have? Jesus God.
About seven, I think.
Okay, now, do you really have a home in Switzerland that's a suicide flat? Or not a suicide flat, but a what was the name of it? It's like a if you were to ever get sick, that you guys have a place in Switzerland or something like that, or was that?
I read it earlier. It's just it's kind of like
oh come on, Ozzy, I don't know. I was Googling your name.
That's awesome. He looks it up. I was just like, what the hell?
I don't know.
It's somewhere in Switzerland. Why not? I've got a place everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. The last quote that we have read before you started going out on tour was Sharon talking about your sex life. Were you aware that she was discussing this in the public?
No, because I do. What sex life?
Well, but do you remember the exact quote on it? It was something, the analogy of...
Apparently, you won't leave her alone. Basically, your wife said that you, my friend, are like the horniest son of a bitch in the world, and that like you won't stop poking her, prodding her, and you know, getting it on.
I wouldn't mind, but I'm on Zoloft, which makes your sex drive die. I'll go for a piss and bury my... It's great. I talk to my fellows, I go... This is ridiculous. I'm married for 25 years. I can't get it on anymore. He goes, well, I'm afraid. I said, you may be a single guy, but I ain't. Have you got like I'm on the old antidepressants, but couldn't you wear a little bit of a an excitement pill in there with it. You know?
Well, yeah.
Because I don't drink. I don't smoke cigarettes.
What about like Viagra, man? I mean, can
yeah. Viagra. I like a tent pole and then nothing happens. It's like, there's no happy ending, you know. That like eye twitcher.
That's the
and a big headache to go with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you, know, you think you're on more drugs now that they prescribed them to you, or you were more drugs when you were doing your thing?
I was taking about 40 something pills every 4 hours.
Like the medical pills.
Yeah, this is the only country I've ever been to. Well, you're watching a TV show and you go, try Vicodin. Well, you know, where they advertise, like, I was depressed until this man came on. Advertise drugs on the television, you know.
No free healthcare, man. That's how that works. Sell you everything. If you got any restless leg syndrome, you name it, we got a drug for it.
I've had that for years. I keep running off stage.
Now, you're going to be on this tour up until, I guess, what, Ozfest 2008?
I don't know.
I mean, do you find out last what's going on in your life?
I thought, oh, I'm at Seattle now. I ain't got nothing to do. Tony goes, we go to a radio station. I said, on the way, I did two radio stations. I mean, but, you know, it's good fun. Better than... It could be. I mean, at least I've still remained sober. I don't know how I did it all with the amount of dope and booze.
Well, this is the Black Rain. It's the first album you've written not stoned. Right?
I didn't write it all on my own. I had to come to a decision whether I was if I couldn't do it sober, whether I would drink, whether to drink or just throw the towel in. And I didn't want it anymore. You know, I thought, well, so be it. If that's the case, then I'll... But so I spoke to somebody who's on the recovery program, and I says, you know what? You're surrounded by four or five other guys. Ask for help. And Kevin Shirker was great, the producer guy.
There's a couple political songs on there about the political state of the world.
Yeah, but,
right now.
You know, you listen to all the old Black Sabbath, War Pigs. There was a lot of... I mean, it's not just a latest thing I've done. I mean, I've been singing lyrics about, I think for a long time.
Ironically enough, you had, dinner with the president back in 2002. Yeah. You were invited to the White House.
Met the Queen.
That's right. And
so she said to me, ew! So this is what we call variety, is it?
The Queen said,
that's the Queen.
Yeah.
That's got to be nice. You know what I mean? Yeah, your whole life, you know this person.
You know what's weird about it? When you actually see the Queen, in England, you see on money, on stamps, on postal orders. Every day she's in the paper. But to sit in her, stand there in her presence, it's like weird, you know, because it's like you're so used to seeing her.
Sure.
But then it's like a picture walking around the room, you know.
I guess so.
I can't really say what it's like because I don't know what to say.
Do you ever think that people look at you the same way? I mean, people grew up with the man. We have people talking today because they grew up on Sabbath. And everyone mm-hmm. follows a solo career. And you're a guy whose face was everywhere. And when you were going crazy, we saw that all the time. It did the Osbournes all over the place. And now, if you walk down the street, man, people go crazy because you're Ozzy Osbourne.
But I'm glad that Sharon always says to me, you know, if the day they stop asking for autographs and photographs, it's the time we got to worry.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, the reason why I still do it is because I have a great time most of the time playing shows and seeing that audience. It's kind of like now I see like our whole families come, you know.
How weird is that?
It's, I don't know, I mean, it's kind of like I started, and I never I couldn't see but further than the fourth row.
Sure.
So, and all the kids at the front, it's kind of like, the fans haven't gone any older, but I have.
Right.
I've always said that if they stop wanting to see me, I wouldn't go drop down to a club and a bar and do gigs like that. I just call it a day, you know.
As far as our question today, we're talking about the first concert. Do you remember the first show that you ever saw in England? Did you go
to pubs? The first show I saw?
Yeah, just as a child. Something that was kind of inspiring to you as far as...
I saw Jimi Hendrix perform at a place called Woburn Abbey in 1966 or 7. And when he got, I've said this to a lot of people. If nobody had heard of Jimi Hendrix, if it was to get discovered today, he would still blow the place to bits.
Really?
I mean, the guy had this magic aura with him. It was like, mind you, I just took a load of acid. So,
so everything got. Well, so did Jimmy, I'm sure.
Yeah,
at the time,
you know, you got a light. Got you, man. 66. You had this like transcendental connection.
Was that it? Was that the only time you actually had a run-in with him or saw him?
Oh yeah, I mean, he didn't run for too much longer.
Right. Yeah, that's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is there, you said you were kind of awestruck by the Queen. Has there been anybody like that, Hendrix or Queen or somebody who just sat there and it was just strange to be around them or to be in their presence?
Well, it's of my thing that most people that I liked throughout my life, we all go, oh, what about these like that, but these like that, and she's like that, and whatever, you know. And so I like to, you got a choice, either, just, when you meet them, just say something to them, and they say, you know, something like, get lost, and then,
right.
And you think, well, I spent 20 to 50 years ago thinking this guy was. I like to give people their space. I mean, I met Paul McCartney a bunch of times now, and he's such a nice guy.
Really?
Really nice guy.
How about the Beckhams when they moved to LA? Did they call you up for David Beckham and Paul?
I went to their house in England for the English World Cup or European Cup team.
Oh, right.
They only played one game and lost.
That was the last game.
But he's a nice. He kept saying to me, "Football boots." Before I'd met him, and I said to him,
"I'm not Rod Stewart."
No. He goes. I said to him, "Why do you keep sending me football boots?" He goes, "Well, I didn't know what else to send you." Okay. So if you ever need a pair, give me a call.
Ozzy, word on the street is, we don't know if this is true or not, but last year on Ozfest, someone told us, we know who it was, Ted, that Zakk Wylde never changed his kilt, and I guess the entire
or
tour.
Or showered.
That's for one tour.
Is that true?
I did a show with him when I was at the Sabbath reunion, and he had Black Label Society in Milton Keynes in England. I never saw him for a whole year. And I run into him, and he goes, "You know what? I haven't showered since Milton Keynes."
Could you smell him though?
Oh, I mean, if you open the window, you could smell him in town somewhere. I go, "Why don't you shower?" He goes, "Chicks like it." I said, "But you're married." Oh yeah. Well, it was that bad. When you made a telephone call to him, you could smell it.
Yeah.
As I say, we had him in, and you could smell him then.
When he gets well and truly crutch ripe.
Oh. What is it with the man? Does he just always kind of smell
I mean,
he's Zach, you know. Zach's just great, you know. I mean, he's cheap to have on there, too, because it doesn't cost you nothing to keep him clean, you know.
He probably just takes one duffel bag and he's off.
He gets all these roadies to piss on him when he wants to shower.
I mean, it's his roots. He's from Jersey.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I mean, when I used to go out there and get messed up all the time, what would make me feel a little bit human the next day was a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'd go, oh, and I'll feel dead. Shower, and it would like spark me up for a few minutes, you know.
What are you surprised that, you know, you've been playing with Zach for over 20 years now, I want to say. Mm. I mean, that's a long time to play with anybody, man. Most bands don't make that long solo career.
But it's kind of like he goes his way, I go my way. Then the fans write and say, why are you doing this? And so, I mean, he's like, I was going to say a son, because if he was my son, I'd throw him in the trough. But he's a good guy, man, underneath all this. So he's a really good guy, and he's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
I mean, he can play. He's playing. He's been so good.
Out on the road now with Rob Zombie, and in preparation of Ozfest 2008. Rumor is that there could be a Sabbath reunion. Is that still something that's just out there?
Yeah, well, I always get asked the same question, but the truth of the matter is we have tried to do an album, you know, along the way, but I'm kind of gun-shy with it, because when we all broke up and went our own, they fired me and that, and Bill left and whatever, and we've come back together and played them old songs, after all this time, if we don't do an album way superior, or as, you know, as where we left off, or at the same level, anything lower than that, it's going to be a big, you know.
Right,
so I'd rather, it's like when you see a sequel to The Godfather, you know.
And you're like, what the
hell? The last one sucks.
Oh, Godfather 3 is awful.
Godfather 2 is good.
Yeah. 2's good. 3 sucks, man.
Oh, yeah. And same as Jaws. Have you ever heard of the shark?
Sure. What are they doing in the Caribbean?
I mean,
in 3D.
I've got to tell you something. If I knew there was a great white out there waiting for me to get my ass in the water, I'd move and live on a mountain.
Right.
What do you think?
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
It's supplying, doesn't it? That's what it's stupid.
What do you think about the Zeppelin reunion? Will they?
I think it's great, but if they... I mean... They were very a monumental band, you know. I mean, John Bonham was was one of the finest drummers I ever met. He was a great drummer. I mean, but Jason is his son. He's very, very good, you know. But I think that's the closest you're going to get to Zeppelin, having Jason Bonham play them, because his father taught him how to play.
And as you said, 200 million people or something like that trying to get those tickets.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I don't know, I mean... If they all get on and click it together, I've met them all over the years, and I don't know.
Do you think they'll have the same sound as, like you just said, like Jaws 4, Jaws 5? Can they come out and sound like Led Zeppelin after not playing for that long? And we know that Page of Plan.
Well, I know that's the whole problem with Sabbath. You know, it's like We've all changed bodily, physically, and mentally. You know, we're not the crazy bunch of guys. And I was with Jimmy Page a short while ago, and he's clean, sober, and everything. You know.
Well, that's how you wrote this album, and to me,
I mean, I didn't write it on my own. I just kind of worked it out with the band, and Zach came up with all the riffs.
But to tell you what, as far as the sound of the album, it's one of the best Ozzy sounds. Yeah, man. I mean, it just rips.
I mean, I keep hearing people going, oh, Pro Tool is no good for... Well, you better explain to the people out there what Pro Tool is.
It's an electronic editing device where you go in and you can loop stuff and everything else.
Like, the guitar should be done on analog. I just, you know, I mean, but how you can make a Pro Tool sound like analog.
Right.
And so I just said, screw that. I mean, I did it in a room not much bigger than this.
So did the band play together? Was everything
recorded?
Oh, yeah. So you, I mean...
I've got a drum room. Most guitar work is done in the control room now.
Yeah, I would
have... The amp stack's in another room.
I would have to think vocally it's much easier to do your stuff when the band is there.
I mean, in the old days, when they used to go, oh, we've got to do an edit. And that was like the rest of the day after you get hammered in the bar. You know? it's weird when the guy goes, we've just got to do this edit, click, click, and it's done. And you go,
sure.
It's like 2 seconds. You go, I mean, it's a bit of a bummer, actually.
any surprises for the show Thursday night? This tour is you and Rob Zombie. Have you got anything different planned?
It's some of the stuff you've heard on the Ozfest, but some of the songs that I haven't played. Like I believe I'm doing Fire in the Sky off No Rest for the Wicked, but I don't want to tell you too much.
Right, exactly. Sure,
you gotta go. But there.
I mean, I can't come off the Ozfest and do exactly the same show.
Sure. How hard is it for you to get up there and your songs just rip through one after another? How tiring is that to get up there and do a full set?
I try and work out, but they're saying that there's nothing like a gig. It's not, you can run the marathon, but you go and do a gig. The next morning you wake up, you think you left your.
I mean, do you ever look at Zach and say, I need about a 10-minute guitar solo?
I have done that in the bar.
You know, I just need to go use the bathroom real quick. Could you play a little bit longer?
You know, I my wife eventually got me to go for singing lessons because although I was singing okay sometimes, my voice would go out all the time. And this guy told me some techniques to save my voice. Like, for instance, don't go through every track song one after the other. Let your voice cool down. Take your time. When you're ready, go back on, you know.
Is it interesting to be at that point in your career where it's all awards? I know you got a star. What? You got the VH1 Rock Honors, I guess. You played that, saw that with, I believe it was Heart, Allison Chains in Las Vegas, the VH1 Rock Honors. You guys came out and closed the show. You and Zach Wild. Did you not get a star, too, in your hometown?
In Birmingham, and I got one in... That's kind of... I mean, the one in Birmingham... Kind of.
Do you see, like, old relatives and people you knew?
Oh, yeah. Can I have that £5? Could you bought it off me? But, you know, I mean, it's like... Everybody goes, oh, I know you. And I go, yeah, well, from where?
Kindergarten.
Right. I go, I've never seen you before, you know.
Okay.
But, that one in Birmingham, the only thing, I wish my mum and dad had been alive to see it.
Yeah, I bet they would have been proud of that. Yeah. And it's kind of cool to go, just to know you've come so far from home.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And end up going back home, you know what I mean?
I said to Sharon just the other day, I said, Chris, I'm doing a film of my life, a movie. And I said to Sharon, well, are they still going to do it? She said, when you do your autobiography. But I don't want to do my autobiography yet, because I'm not done, you know.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, how hard is it to go back and remember that stuff?
Sorry?
How hard is it to go back and remember it?
I mean, people go up to me now, hey, when you're too remotely crude, did you really snort a line of answer? It's very possible. Well, October the 8th, 1979. I remember that.
Well, if you're with Motley Crue, you probably snorted something, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ozzy, that was a while, too.
I bet it was. They were pretty crazy. Ozzy, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely.
I had a lot of fun.
Ozzy and Rob Zombie, Thursday night, Key Arena, by the way. Ozzy, just so you know, because of your tickets with Rob Zombie, we collected 38,000 pounds of food for the hungry in the Pacific Northwest.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, and you helped. So thank you. We appreciate that. We'll take a break and headlines coming up.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.